I was so afraid of failure, afraid of what people would think, afraid of what these reporters and journalists would tell me.
She studied public relations in college, and her mission was to push charitable causes to make news headlines. So it was fitting for Lois Paula to help on a special project of the Church of Christ.
Los Angeles, California just had a beautiful house of worship rebuilt and dedicated by our executive minister, Brother Eduardo Vimanalo. And following it was the first ever INC Giving Neighborhood Appreciation Day. As an INC TV volunteer then, I was given the opportunity to help pitch the event to local media. I was given a chance to do what I did every day at work, what I studied in school, what I prayed to be able to do for the rest of my life, for my faith, for the Church of Christ that I love. And after that experience, I knew I couldn't go back to pushing other stories in the headlines when I knew this was God's way of showing me that our story, the story of the Iglesia Ni Cristo Church of Christ, was going to make headlines through the INC Giving Project and through the church's good works.
You're listening to Remember When, a podcast that celebrates God's amazing love through the big and small moments during the last 50 years of the Church of Christ in the West. Having been blessed to work on the INC Giving Project for years, Lois Paula shares some of her favorite moments and life lessons that have deepened her love for God's work.
I used to work part-time in restaurants, actually. And to my surprise, I got to practice the Spanish I learned in high school and college more at these restaurants than I did living in Southern California my whole life. My Spanish was finally put to good use in the Dominican Republic. We accompanied INC Giving volunteers from Florida to La Romana, Dominican Republic in 2013. With only a handful of local members from the congregation there, they held an outreach evangelical mission with more than 1,000 guests. And let me tell you, it was indescribable. Their faith, the time they took to walk the streets and individually invite the neighborhood, mind you, we did this with the non-locals, so you had us, some INC media crew with Florida residents, walking the streets of La Romana, inviting strangers in Spanish to our event. But the surprising part was their response. They appreciated the time we took to even stop and try to speak with them. And in return, they took the time to find us, to find the Church of Christ, to find God. I remember my favorite moment. We were driving to the venue the afternoon of the first evangelical mission. There were 2 days scheduled. 2 to 3 vans of us were convoying together. And we prayed, we hoped people would respond, we hoped they would come. We drove down the hill approaching the street of the venue. And that's when we saw them. We turned the corner, a whole line of locals waiting. They were smiling at us, they were cheering hello and waving. Some kids were even running after the vans. We had to breathe and to look around us and to realize that we were a part of that. And they didn't know us personally, but they trusted us and our invitation. We spoke different languages, but they understood the time we wanted to give them, and they welcomed the help, the support of the chance to listen to the words of God. It's unbelievable, and now events like these are happening every single weekend in the Church of Christ, and it's unbelievable to know that individually we can have that kind of reach. And as a new mom, I constantly am forced to reevaluate the value of time. I think so many of us share the constant push and pull of finding a healthy balance, whether we're a parent or an entrepreneur or a student. You know, we get enticed to split our time, becoming masters of multitasking. I'm guilty of it too, but I'm learning to pause more. I'm being reminded to be present and to offer my undivided time and attention. Because, I mean, having a genuine 5-minute conversation with someone else is worth so much more. Giving time, giving focus to someone and their needs It matters. Being able to put the needs of others before mine, even strangers, that's what we've learned through outreach projects of the Church of Christ, and we have the perfect, most selfless example to follow, our Lord Jesus Christ. And it may not seem like a lot, but every time we smile and say hi for no apparent reason, or we hold the door open, or we send a positive message or an invitation for someone to find God, we share that love of Christ, the love of the Church of Christ. Life lessons? My gosh, I'm still learning. The INC Giving Project has changed me. Let go. Let go of hesitation or doubt, of fear and of failure. Let go of perfect timelines and self-made overexerting schedules. Just let go. Because someone around the world, someone out there just needs us to pause and to look more closely at them. It could be our family, our son or our daughter, our husband or wife. It could be our neighbor down the street. It could be God. I'm learning every day, and I've learned from INC Giving volunteers, young and old, to take ownership of the opportunities we're given, you know, and to embrace the time we have and to let God guide us. Because that way, we'll value our time and how we make use of each minute. We'll make time for others, and most especially, we'll make time for God, because He always gives His time to us.
With God's love, Lois Paula continues to combine her mission and passion together through her work in INC Giving and INC Media. Thanks for listening to this episode of Remember When. Do you have an experience you want to share? Tell us. Send us a message on INC50 West on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.